Hi, Jim. Why don't you tell me what brings you in today?
Well, my doctor, I just got this checkup, and they, you know, I'm starting to have some really bad problems breathing and starting to cough a lot and stuff. And my doctor said I'm well on the way to a case of emphysema, so I guess it's time I quit smoking.
Okay, so you're in here to talk about what you might do to get yourself quit.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. Well, tell me about how much you smoke.
I smoke about 2 packs a day.
2 packs a day, okay. And what are some of the things you get out of smoking that you enjoy about it?
Oh, God, I enjoy everything about it. Mm. Yeah, it just calms me down, relaxes me, you know, makes me feel like everything's going to be all right. Gives me something to do with my hands, gives me something to do to take a break. Yeah, it's great. And it just, you know, it goes so well with coffee, with beer, with food, without food. You know, it's just great.
And so you get a lot out of smoking.
Oh, God, I don't know how I'm going to give this up.
Yeah. What are some of the benefits? I'm sorry, what are some of the benefits of quitting?
Well, you know, I've seen these people carrying around those oxygen tanks and barely can move and wheezing, and they can't catch their breath after just walking across a room. I just really don't want to be there.
Yeah.
But good Lord, man, I just really like smoking.
Yeah. So, have you thought anything about how you might go about quitting?
Not really. I really am kind of lost here. I don't know what I'm going to do. It's hard for me to even imagine myself not smoking.
So you haven't got a clue as what it would be like?
Well, I have a clue what it'd be like. I've tried to quit a couple of times, and those lasted all of a couple hours.
Mm-hmm. You tried to quit a couple times, you lasted a couple hours?
Yeah.
Okay. And did you use any strategies to help you quit last time?
Well, the first time I just kind of went cold turkey. The next time, you know, I was going to like chew gum.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it ain't the same. So I get these like 10 packs of chewing gum, and in 2 hours I'd gone through about 4 of them. My jaw was totally achy, and all I wanted was a cigarette.
Wow, Tim, sounds like you really had a hard time.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. Have you thought about using the patch?
Yeah, I thought about it, you know, aren't you just still on the nicotine? Like, when I go off the patch, aren't I just going to be wanting to smoke again?
Well, let me tell you a little bit more about the patch. What happens is they start out with a dose that's equal to the nicotine that you're consuming in your smoking, and then they wean you off of the nicotine. So it's a little bit more gradual, sort of like...
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
So I didn't realize that.
You gradually come off the nicotine, and that's how the patch works.
Huh. Well, that might be an option.
Okay, so something you might want to talk to your doctor about.
Yeah. Okay. Still, you know, what am I going to do with my hands? What am I going to do for a break? I mean, you know, I take, you know, 5, 6, 8 smoke breaks a day. Dude, what am I going to do then?
So that's your big concern.
Well, it's one, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you think you can do?
Maybe take a walk around the building? I don't know. You know, I'm also really concerned about putting on weight. Like, if I quit smoking, you know, I've had a lot of friends quit, and, you know, they just start hitting the potato chips.
Well, you know, studies do show that most people who quit do gain about an average of 10 pounds when they quit, and I can see your concern
not so
about
bad.
That. Yeah, and the thing is, most people gain it, and then after they quit the smoke, after they're over smoking, they can lose the weight pretty quickly.
10 pounds, you wouldn't even notice that on me.
Okay. So we've talked about weight a little bit, and that's one thing. What else? What do you think you can do while you're quitting to avoid that weight gain?
Well, I don't know. You know, I eat fairly healthy. I eat fast food maybe once or twice a week. That's mm-hmm. about it. Other than that, it's just like sandwiches, salads. Yeah, I'm not a terrible eater. You know, my concern, though, is that if I'm not puffing on a cigarette 20, 30, you know, well, I guess 2 packs, 40 times a day, I'm going to be reaching into a potato chip bag that many times.
So it's snacking instead of smoking.
Yeah. I'm just, you know, I'm worried that I'm going to do that.
Okay. Well, we can talk about that. Let me give you some information about what other people have done, if you don't mind.
Oh, yeah, sure, that's fine.
Okay. Some people have used carrot sticks as a snack because they're not really carrot and celery sticks. They don't really have a lot of calories, but it's shaped like a cigarette. Oh, you don't like vegetables that much?
Oh, God. It's not that I don't dislike vegetables, but celery and carrot sticks.
Well, what do you think? Something else might work for you.
Well, I can't think of anything that's not fattening.
So that's going to be a hard thing for you to do.
Yeah, I got to figure something out there. Maybe I'll wind up eating celery.
So it sounds like you're pretty committed. You're actually considering eating celery and, you know, doing what it takes, taking walks, getting the patch. This is pretty important to you.
Well, what am I going to do? I mean, I don't, you know, like I say, I don't want to be one of these guys who can't walk across a room because he loses his breath. And then, you know, we haven't even talked about the lung cancer aspect. I'm just worried that in a couple of years there's going to be a dark spot on an x-ray and all of a sudden, boom, I'm out of here, you know?
Yeah, it's a lot to be concerned about. It seems like it would be kind of silly for you not to quit smoking.
Yeah, it really is. I should have quit a long time ago, mm-hmm. but God, I just love it so much.
Well, we could go from there. We can. We talked about the patch and what you might do to keep yourself a little bit busy, and eating different things to not gain weight.
Isn't there some pill you can take where you just don't even care?
Well, I don't know if it's that you don't even care, but yeah, you can take Wellbutrin, and they found that helps people to. It helps people with the cravings. Nicotine sort of acts sometimes to help people feel better. It adjusts their mood. And so the Wellbutrin kind of levels people out a little bit. It's a little bit easier to quit sometimes.
Oh, I see.
But not for everybody.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Do you really need to have a pill to quit smoking?
I don't know. You tell me. I've tried twice and I've gone for 2 hours each time.
Well, but, you know, I think that with your level of commitment, it seems like it's really valuable to you to quit, that this may be the time when it works.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. You seem like you've got the desire.
Well, I definitely, I don't know. I've got both desires. See, that's the problem. I want to quit, but I also want to smoke.
Yep. You're caught in that trap, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
What I want is for doctors to invent a lung transplant so that I don't have to worry about it.
Well, I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. That might not be the best plan.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Okay. No, it's definitely not a plan. It's a dream.
Well, medical science might not catch up for a while, so let's talk a little bit about maybe getting you the patch to start out with. What do you think about that?
I'm willing to give it a shot.
Okay. Well, let's get you to talk to the pharmacist, and then after that, you can come back next week. We'll see how the patch is working, and we'll work on some other plans from there.
All right, great. Thank you.
Thanks for coming in, Jim.